We have been talking about spiritual gifts or tongues. Really, we are on prophecy. Amen. And I believe that I believe that the church can progress in this hour as we learn how to flow with the Holy Spirit. Many things have been done in the past out of ignorance, and we still don't know it all, but thank God for helping us get headed in the direction he wants us to go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I believe that God wants to take us to another level in our worship that we've never been in before. I believe he wants us to move to another level in our daily walk with him, that we are confident in our faith and our trust in him, that he will take care of us. He will do everything he said in his word, that we live with the faith and the confidence that his word works all the time, and there's not a time that his word won't work. But it's available for every one of us to receive, to believe and receive, and to walk in the light of it, and then walk in the fullness and the power of the word. Hallelujah. So this morning, I know we have said some things about Holy Spirit, and I believe that the more knowledgeable we become of him and learn how to flow with him, the better we can walk with God, and our life will flourish with all the things we read about in the Bible, the thing we'll confess, and some of them we confess we have not possessed yet. But I believe every one of them is for us to possess. Hallelujah. I believe we, when we come together, I believe that we ought to create an atmosphere stronger each Sunday for God's presence, God's power to dwell. Hallelujah. And so, in order to do that, there must be clear understanding and revelation from the scripture, from the Spirit. The scripture must be understood. They must be properly placed in the right settings that we can understand them and apply our lives to them. Hallelujah. So also is the gifts. And that's what we're talking about. So much confusion have been brought. People are delirious. People are uncertain. People are withdrawn. They don't know the beauty, the blessing, the power that God brought forth for us to have and enjoy in a full way. Hallelujah. But so the only way to do it is to just get right in the Word of God. And my uncle, I don't know why it came up, my uncle, the name, we call it Uncle Level. And his name was Grady. He said, tell it like it is. Tell it like it is. And so that's the only way Holy Spirit know how it is. and he knows how to tell us how it is. So he'll tell it just like it is. We're going to talk about the public side of prophecy and tongues. The public side. See, there's a public side and there is a private side. And the misuse of it bring confusion. The right use of it bring blessing. Hallelujah. And this is what God want us to. He never gave us anything to curse us. Christ had redeemed us what? From the curse. Being made a what? Curse for us. Spiritual things are to be understood. They are to be received. They are to be applied to our lives. And we're to live by them. Just like natural things, you know you have to have a house to live in. You know you need a car to drive to get around in. You need clothes to wear. You need food to eat. And you know, and you have an understanding. Some people have a better understanding than others. But you have an understanding how to go about obtaining all these things. You know if you're going to have any money, the next thing comes, J-O-B. Right? Amen. Too many people think y'all just, you know, they hold their hand out. If you want some money, what you do? Is get you a job. Go to work. So these things are to be understood. So let's get started. What do you say? Let's get started. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Public side. The public side of how prophecy and tongues interpretation of tongue should operate in the public. In a public worship. Hello. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. We'll begin. Here we go. Follow after charity, desire spiritual gifts. But rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mystery. I was intending to pull up the Jane Moffat and let it slip, but I don't have to have it right now. But Jane Moffat said he speaketh divine secrets. But he that prophesies speaketh unto men to edification, exhortation, and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue does what? Edifies himself. But he that prophesies edifies the church. I would that you all do what? Speak with tongue. Keep that thought in mind. I would that you all speak with tongue. But rather that you may prophesy. For greater is he that what? Prophesieth than he that what? Speaketh with tongues, except he interpret that the church may what? Receive what? Edifying. The public side of prophecy, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. There are 9 gifts of the Spirit. Okay? I'll go through them again. Some of you were not here Wednesday night. It's past Wednesday night.